Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve.
Yes. Steve, with who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this
sounds
right. Ray Cook, Turner Transport. You try to call me?
Yeah. Actually, hey, Ray, how's it going? I don't know if you remember, but we actually spoke a couple months ago. You were thinking about, we talked a little bit about some finance options for you. I know you said you were kind of slow and you weren't really, didn't have any need at the time.
Still slowing down a couple trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what we talked a little bit about last time. And you just told me to follow up with you and circle back. So I don't know, if does that ring a bell at all, us talking a couple months ago?
I get too many people call me trying to give me money.
I know you guys do, and I do apologize for them, but I don't try to do that. I don't try to do a bunch of like, cold calls. I just try to make relationships and build trust with you guys. So when we spoke a little bit, I know you said you were kind of slower then, and you just told me to circle back with you in a couple months, so that's what I'm doing. Just how's business been for you guys?
Like I said, slow. I've been down a couple trucks. I got one in a shop that needs to rebuild. Still looking for another trailer. We got to wait for somebody to get, because we lease all of our trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Who do you lease them out of?
The trailers?
Yeah.
Not a Hale trailer lease.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Is it a pretty good rate for them?
Wow. I'm an owner. I think the owl should be cheaper.
Yeah. Of course, right? You ever looking for someone to compete with them?
Why? You got a place that leases trailers?
Well, I mean, we do equipment financing. So, if you were looking for any kind of trailer,
I'm not looking to buy.
Yeah. Oh. I see. You're saying
I lease. It's a complete write-off.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe spring, because like I said, I want a reefer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into a reefer, and
yeah.
I figured I'd try that come spring. Too late in the year to try to make any money with it now. But
right. What do you guys haul that?
Spring, I mean.
What do you guys haul that requires chill stuff?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet?
I've flatbed salt, and rent at least a dry van. I got a guy running the dry van now.
Hey, well, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't have your file in front of me. It's not the salt. Yeah, salt. I remember bringing that up. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, yeah, just so you know, if you are, I know you're down a couple trucks. Are you thinking about bringing on any more? I know you said during the springtime, but anything before then, or probably just going to stay the same?
Probably just right for now. Probably just leave it the way it is and just get through winter.
Yeah. Do you slow down for the wintertime usually? Well, besides the salt hauling, I guess?
The salt picks up.
Yeah.
The salt will.
Yeah.
But, the stone, I just gotta get out of where I live. Once I get out of where I live, I usually keep the truck out all week, then just bring them home on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The stone does slow down.
Yeah.
Of course, a couple years ago, the last 2 years, it was busier through the winter than it was through the spring and summer.
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, most of it went down south, They get all that deep snow, but once the snow melted, it was back at 15, 60 degrees. People don't mind working in that.
That's right, they really don't. I know what you mean. That's not bad. Not a bad temperature. Do you guys, kind of switch your focus a little bit just because it is, slowing down?
Do I do what?
Are you guys switching your focus at all to do anything else?
I mentioned it in the van.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably like to get one more around at the house. That way things get slow, I can throw somebody underneath it and they can go with it. I'm trying to, you know, spread everything out so I'm not just all flatbed or, you know.
Right.
Trying to do a little bit of everything. It's a little bit easier to keep people busy.
Yeah, I gotcha. How's your competition doing? Are they running about the same?
I don't know. I don't pay any attention to them. Yeah. Most of them are all bigger than me.
Yeah. That's all right. Sometimes it's better to be the little guy, the underdog. That's all you can worry about. That's the most important to worry about is yourself.
That's right. That's the way I look at it. As long as I'm doing okay, my drivers are doing okay, I don't care what anybody else is doing.
Yeah, that's absolutely, you are 100% right on that. Absolutely. Yeah. You planning on, when you guys do get busy, are you planning on bringing on any more employees, maybe? Hire some new drivers?
Could be, you know, if I can find somebody. Like I said, I buy trucks, I'll buy the truck, but I lease it. I don't mm-hmm. do company drivers.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, I do all lease purchase. That way, we're worried about taxes, and I don't got to worry about workman's comp.
Yeah. So how does that work on the trailers? Because I know when you lease a car, it's all about miles. It's not the same for trailers, is it?
No, I could do it either way. I could do it, pay a nickel. I think it's a nickel a mile. But they cover all the maintenance. They cover the tires.
Yeah.
I figured I'd be paying them more than what I'd be getting out of them. So I do the maintenance on me. I do the maintenance myself. I put the tires and brakes on it. And, you know, I save probably $200, $300 a month.
Hey, that's not bad. $200, $300 a month.
And like I said, at the end of the year, it's a full write-off for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean.
I got five flatbeds. I'll have two pneumatic trailers, and I'm going to have when I got the van. So,
yeah,
plenty of write-offs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, trust me, I deal with a lot of business owners, I'll tell you. And, a lot of them, some of them don't even know what the tax write-off is. And I know, you know, that blows our mind sometimes just because it's such a huge write-off. And right now, I think it's at like $500,000 or something like that. Something insane.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of them like to bring on equipment during the end of the year, just like yourself, and that way you can write it off 100%. So that's great. Let me ask you this: have you ever thought about doing like any kind of advertising or marketing for your company?
No.
No.
I'm not really big enough to get out there to cover a whole lot.
Yeah.
Brokers that call me, huh?
What if you were able to be big enough to cover more area?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be that big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get up to about 8 trucks. That's not a lot. You know, like I said, then I don't have to stress myself trying to... Because there's days, I mean, I've had a couple of days. I spent all day on the phone on my phone looking at loads.
Mm-hmm.
I spent all day. I had 6 hours tied up just looking for one load for one truck.
Oh my gosh, you spend that much time looking for a load?
Sometimes, depending on where they're at. You know.
Yeah.
Because I won't haul cheap freight just to move the truck.
Right. Of course not.
I would just have to.
If it's not going to make you money,
they're
going to
sit there.
Yeah.
Right, you know. Why should they haul something just get enough out of it to pay for the fuel?
Right.
I don't do that. I mean, I've deadheaded myself. I've deadheaded almost 800 miles.
Yeah. Have you thought about making
the load I was getting was...
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, have you thought about making a business deal with like any of the salt wholesalers or anything like that? Like only dealing with you or anything like that?
Well, the salt we haul, it's bulk.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to big companies. It goes down to, I know the bottom of Virginia, I think that one, they use the salt for a fire retardant.
Oh,
in the coal mines. I mean, it goes to different places, and the salt company, they deal directly with the salt company. All we do is haul it.
Yeah. Okay. What's the farthest that you reach?
Furthest I've been is Colorado. I thought I had I was trying to get hooked up with a guy to haul stuff out of California, but every time I called, either he didn't answer or he pushed me off a couple times.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe somebody else got a hold of him, or he decided to keep who he had, or I have no idea.
Right. Colorado,
I mean,
huh?
So
pretty far.
Yeah. Well, that was California. Colorado, I mean, I can get out there for $3 a mile. But getting out of there, it's only paying like $1.25.
Right.
$1.50. It don't pay nothing once you get out there. Then to go anywhere to get any money, you know, to haul 48,000 pounds, 500-600 miles for $1.25, to me, ain't worth it. I'd rather deadhead to 500 miles.
Yeah,
back to Missouri, where I know I can get 2.25.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's hardly any fuel.
Now these
drivers don't have to mess around.
Now this salt that you haul, what kind of salt is it? Is it like consumable salt, or is it just like for winter road stuff?
I don't know. I don't think any of the places use it for road. I don't think it's this particular salt. I don't think it's consumable, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that would probably be a different division of it.
Yeah.
Which I need to talk to the lady, because they load vans up there where we get the bulk. I need to get up there and talk to them. I was supposed to go up there tomorrow with a trailer to get loaded, but they never got the trailer done.
How long does it take to get a trailer done?
Well, they're repairing one.
Oh, I see.
They got one, because like I said, we lease them.
Yeah.
So, they won't get it in the shop till tomorrow. It'll be probably Tuesday before it's done.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, they'd be going up there tomorrow morning, and I'd find out who I need to talk to, see if I can get some of that van work out of there.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this, Ray. What were your sales like last month?
Well, not as good as they usually were. I think that was probably down to 30,000.
Yeah.
Compared to what they usually run, I mean, because usually it was up there around 50 or 60.
Okay.
But I know it dropped off a little bit. Start picking back up. Like I said, mainly the salt. Salt dropped off.
Right.
They were rebuilding one of the silos.
Okay. Yeah. So you're probably making what, about 300 to 500 a year?
I'd say right around there.
Yeah? Okay. Well, let me ask you this. If I could unlock 10 to 15% off of that as any kind of cash that you could use anything with it, is there anything that you could use that with? You know, I want to help you guys out. I want to help out your company. So if you see anything that you could use that for, I'd be more than happy to help you, you know, with either, you know, repairing trucks or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I said not right now.
Yeah, okay. That's understandable.
I said, you can try me in the spring. Like I said, in the spring, I'm really like to get my hands on a reefer.
Mm-hmm. What do you plan on doing with the reefer?
Haul stuff. You know, hopefully I get my hands on ice cream. Ice cream pays about the best. But,
does it really?
You know, hot produce. Oh, yeah. Ice cream, you usually get right around $3 a mile.
Why is that? That's crazy.
Well, because you're really working, especially in the summer, you're really working that reefer hard to keep the ice cream hard.
Yeah. Okay, that totally makes sense. I never thought about that.
I mean, it works harder keeping something frozen than it does just keeping something cool.
Yeah. So if your reefer, so if this reefer trucks makes you some quite a bit of money, if you guys pick up because of that reefer truck, are you gonna plan on bringing maybe another one, another driver, or anything?
Well, like I said, it all depends on what happens. I said I'd like to get a couple more drivers, some more trailers. You know, one thing at a time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, I started off last year with one truck and was up to six. Now I'm down to 1-4. Or did I have seven? I guess I had seven.
You used to have seven?
Yeah, I was up to seven, but one guy, he got hurt, had a hernia, had to take care of that. One guy gave a truck up. Two guys lost their trucks.
Okay.
That was stupidity on their behalf, but, well, on the one's behalf.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, well, let me tell you this, Ray. I guess I'll just follow up with you, you know, by springtime, and, you know, if anything comes up in the meantime, you know, you have my number, so, you know, like I said, I'd love to help you out. You know, I'm not here to, you know, call you every other week or anything like that, or, you know, make your time, you know, take time away from you. So, if anything comes up, man, you know, let me know, and I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Oh, I will. I said, I don't mind talking to you. You don't call me every day. And you speak English.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I get the same company as, I don't know, Filipino, Korean, or...
See, those
they
guys
can't really understand what they're saying. They call me 3 or 4 times a day, and I tell them, not looking.
Yeah.
They call every day.
See, the difference between those guys and me is that they're just... They're like a call center. You know what I mean? Those guys are actual telemarketers. I'm a bank. You know, I'm actually sitting here in a bank. We research you guys. We look at you guys. We want to do business with you guys. We don't, you know, pick out of a hat like those people do. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, I said I have your number, so.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think I have, do you have an email, Ray?
Well, two. I got the company and I got mine.
Yeah? Would it be okay if
I... My personal is that...
Yeah.
Yeah, my personal is my name, Raymond Cook.
Uh-huh.
472@yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Cool. Yeah, all right, Ray. So, yeah, I'll just follow up with you, you know, in the spring. Something comes up in the meantime, feel free to give me a call, man. And,
Alright.
Hope you stay busy, and, hope you get some, big salt loads, man.
Yeah, it'll pick back up.
Sure, I'm sure it will. It's almost wintertime, so I'm sure it will.
Oh, yeah. Alright, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Ray, you have a great rest of your day, and, have a good weekend, too, man.
You too.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.